Morning. It's good to be here with y'all this morning. I hope and pray that you come for the right reason. And that's to worship the Lord. What's on my mind and heart, and I pray that it's of the Lord. You know, we need to, in these days and age when everything is so confusing, some things are just so unsure, that we need to stand on truth. You know, we need to hold fast to truth. But like Pilate asked the Lord Jesus, what is truth? Well, do we know what truth is? That's something that we need to focus on. We need to know what is truth. I'm here to tell you that the word of the Lord is pure truth. Amen. There's no better truth than we have in His Word. You know, one of our articles of faith is we believe the King James Version, not excluding the original translation of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, is the Word of God and the only rule of faith and practice. And one reason I know that's articles of faith of the Piney Grove Primitive Baptist Church, but I firmly believe that we need to use the King James. And like these past couple of Bible studies, we've been going through the articles of faith, and I made the comment of that we need to, it's a good read to go and read the history of how the King James came about, how the translation was made, the history of how it came into our language. I tell you, if you read the accurate history of that account, you can see the hand of God and hand of providence just moving it into our language. You know, in the days that it was written, not everybody knew how to read. You know, not everybody was learned at that time. So they relied on the ones who were the learned ones, the ones who knew how to read, the ones who could read it and interpret it. But brothers and sisters, we're so blessed in this country. We have schools that we are taught to learn. People can learn. I understand there's people still today that don't know how to read, and it's a struggle for them. But for the most part, we understand language. We can read it. And brothers and sisters, no day and age in the history of man has this word been so readily available. Readily available. It's in my book form. I have it on here. You know, anywhere you can find it, you can have it, you can read it. But it's, like I said, we need to stand on truth. That's why I believe that the King James is truth. I know the good Lord has preserved His Word throughout ages. You know, it'd just be so easy for somebody just to take those scrolls and just throw them in the fire. And there was a king that actually did that one time. He took the Word of God and just threw it in the fire. But the Lord blessed the prophet to write them again. And He put in that account of the king throwing it in the fire. So we just added, you know, the Lord blessed him to write it again. So the Lord is going to preserve His Word. And that's the reason I believe in the King James is, like I said earlier, not excluding the original translation. You know, not excluding the original text. We understand that when it was written, it wasn't written in English. But you know that song that you got to stand for something or you fall for anything? Well, let's stand on the actual truth. Let's not be taken in by other words. Let's not be taken in by the other spirits. Let's not be taken in by the other versions or perversions of the Bible, if you will. And that's pretty strong language, but that's kind of how I feel about it. Anytime you alter or change the Word of God, it's no longer the Word of God. Right. If you would, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Brothers and sisters, if we're going to be doing good works, we need to understand where the good comes from. anything good comes from God. And we can read so much in His Word and His learn of His goodness, learn of His mercy and His love on us, and we'll be more prone to do these good works. But it says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's the inspiration of God. It is not the words of man. It is the inspired Word of God that He given to man to pin down for us. But it's profitable, you know, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. There is so much instruction in this Word that if we would take the time to learn it, read it, use it in our day-to-day life, brothers and sisters, our lives would be so much better.
Amen.
Our lives would be easier. Now, the Lord promised and told us, in this world you shall have tribulations. He didn't sugarcoat it. We're going to have tribulations. We're going to go through the trials. We're going to go through the tribulations. But He didn't end there. He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Brothers and sisters, He's won. The battle's won. The war is won. It's over. Before it can even start, it's over. He's already won. And He has given us His truth. So let's stand on truth. Another verse I'd like to get is in Psalm. Let's turn back to Psalm 12. Psalm 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Now he says, forever. That's one of the reasons I believe that the King James Version, the King James translation, it was translated into English. You know, the English language was very, very prevalent at that time. It was probably at its peak. English language. Like I said, I keep going back to the history of that, but if you look at the history leading up to that, you know how the Romans came in. Well, what is one of the things that Rome is known for? It's building roads. They built all these roads and access points for people. So when this word was printed, there was roads that they could carry it to places. They could just spread it out. The printing press was invented beforehand, so they could print more copies. I'm telling you, it's just like the providence of God just moving His word. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The Lord can use His word, can move His word through people. It can help us, brothers and sisters, but we have to avail ourselves to it. We have to read it. I wish I could just take this knowledge and pour it in my head and I have it. But it doesn't work that way. Now, was Isaiah line upon line? Line upon line. We have to read it. Here a little, there a little. We have to read it. We have to avail ourselves to it.
That's right.
But we have to know that it's true. Brothers and sisters, that's why I'm wanting to know. We need to know this word. That spirit that is within us will witness. You know, when I hear preaching of another order, you know, they make some good points. And I'm just like, yes, amen, that's right. Jesus is our Lord. But then they get to the end. They just want to foul it all up by talking about the sinner, you know, it's left up to you. You've got to do it. I don't know about y'all, but it's almost like a sour note has been struck.
Yeah.
Pure truth. We need to stand on truth. And we need to be reading truth. And if we're knowing what is true, if we're standing on the true Word of God, we'll be able to hear those differences. We'll be able to, you know, understand that that's not quite right. And on that point, let's go to Acts real quick. Let's go to Acts 17. If I can get to it. Acts 17, verse 11. Now let's go back to 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went unto the synagogues of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and search the scriptures daily whether those things were so. It's saying that the brethren at Berea were more noble than Thessalonica because they received the word with a ready mind. That means when they came and they met to worship, they were ready for it. They prepared themselves to worship, prepared to hear the word of God.
Right.
Not only that, but a readiness of mind. And when they went home, they searched the scriptures. They heard the preaching. They drank it in. And they went home to make sure, is this truth? Was that truth that I was hearing? Brothers and sisters, if we would do that more often, on a regular basis, we'll be able to hear when it is true. We'll be able to understand when it's not true. And we have some warnings. If you go with me to Matthew, I'm trying to be brief, but let's go to Matthew chapter 7. The Lord would warn us. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. There's so much false doctrine. There's so much, you know, false words out there. There's so many perversions of the word. It's polluting truth. And if you pollute any part of truth, it's no more true. We need to stand on the truth. If you go to 2 Peter chapter 2, we'll see another warning. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Brothers and sisters, we need to guard ourselves from all the other, you know, like you said, false teachings, false prophets. But the best way to guard ourselves against the false teachings and the false preachings is to know and stand on truth.
Amen.
If we stand upon truth, we won't fall for these. If we hold to that solid rock foundation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that is the best foundation we have. We cannot have no better. And I guess another proof text would be going back into chapter 1 of 2 Peter, verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. Well, that right there spells it out. It did not come by the will of man. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, this word is truth. It's the inspired word of God. The Lord had inspired these men to pen these words down. And brothers and sisters, thanks be unto God, it is in our language. We have it. It's readily available. So let's avail ourselves.
Amen.
Let's use it. Let's read it every day. Brothers and sisters, it's needed, especially in this day and age. It's needed in every age, but in this day and age, we need it. And it's now, as I'm a father, I need to know more of this word so I can teach my daughter. So she can know this truth that I've come to know dear. I've come to love it. Brothers and sisters, we need to know and we need to stand on truth. Thank you.